Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to a Monday morning in the great city of Atlanta. My name is Steak. I mean, they'll throw anybody in this studio and just say, go do 2 hours. Anybody, just throw them in here. You guys, you'll make it work. You know, they don't overanalyze. One day it's Mikey. Today we got Bo. Next thing you know, they'll have the guy that's a greeter down at Chick-fil-A. Maybe they'll let him come up and host.
So did you just compare me to a Chick-fil-A greeter?
The valet guys. Do they want? I mean,
very grateful, isn't he?
No, I mean, I'm just saying they just assume you as management that Steak can work with anybody in any scenario.
Well, aren't you like? How long have you been doing radio in this city? Like 30 years? Didn't you own a radio station at one point? I mean, you have a TV show?
1995.
You're an Instagram sensation?
Yeah.
With your Steak.
I know, but it's just, you know, I planned the show Friday around Mikey. I planned the Rusty show around Rusty. I'm a collaborator. Unlike another guy on the radio station who says, more of me, more of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me.
You know, just say Mike Bell's name, okay? What? Did you not plan the show around me?
No, I have been thinking about you.
Oh, okay.
I've been thinking about you a lot. Now, not yesterday, because I was like, you know, I was in a different mindset. Like, normally we're sending our texts and all that. And I said, I'll figure out the Bo Morgan Steak Shapiro show in the morning. There's two ways to approach Sunday night. There's the Sunday night of, I'm going to be completely buttoned up. My week is going to be laid out. I'm going to have my gym workouts laid out, pickleball game, hit some golf balls, what I'm going to do with the kid. And then there's Sunday night where you're sitting by the pool and you have a couple of drinks. You go, I'm not going to think about anything about, you know, it's the Sunday scaries until tomorrow.
And that was yesterday. That was it, right?
Me and my wife started going over our fall schedule. That gave me major anxiety.
Ooh.
You know, my daughter wants us to be in Athens to go to Georgia games. I got another daughter in New Orleans at Tulane. I got a son entering high school.
Wow.
So all these weekends, you got to plan. So that alone, it was giving me anxiety. And I was like, I don't. And then the money. I just said to my wife, how are we paying for these trips? Right? How are we going to do this? I know Sandra paints me to be, you know, some bougie guy that can travel all these nice places. You know me, Bo.
I know.
I would like to be, if I had my druthers, with you and Allie and Mikey over there at Echo Park.
Yeah.
Right?
Echo Park Speedway, yeah.
Echo Park Speedway, just being a dude.
Yeah? Well, I got an extra spot. You want to come?
Just being a
dude.
You want to
come? You want to get away?
Just being a dude.
We can try one of those commercials. You need to get away? You can just come down. We'll get you taken care of.
Scale of 1 to 10. How much are you looking forward to?
10. I'm excited. I'm absolutely. I was texting Mike and another guy that goes with us all the time with those races. I was like, dude, I'm so pumped.
You remind me of my 18-year-old daughter who went to Charleston this weekend as a gift from her aunt. They're going to go to Charleston to spend the weekend. She started picking out her outfits. We're going to have brunch here. We're going to do for an early morning walk on the water there in Charleston. I'm going to wear that workout clothes. Then dinner, you're going to have to wear this because it's fancy. Then she's like, she was planning all week. Now,
yeah.
I heard you're staring at your Yetis multiple. Like,
yeah.
You literally have been thinking about this. You're not leaving till Thursday, right?
Yeah, and I've already got a pile.
You're like a little girl planning your outfits.
Yeah, I've got all my hats ready to go. Speaking of which, I've got my hats. I've already pulled my hats out. They're ready.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean.
Do you have a hat per day? Per diem? Is a hat per diem? Is a hat a day?
I actually have a hat. Like, I'm going to do wear one hat and do the radio show. A very neutral hat because we're going to have a driver come
by. Hold on. So when there's a driver, it's a neutral hat. Does that mean it has nothing to do with racing, or is it a racing
hat? No, it'll be like this hat, like an old school racing hat. Like, I got
to wear a hat every day to work?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Unless
you always wear a hat in general. I don't even remember.
No, I wore.
So you're not worried about.
I don't wear a hat
hairline
always.
Or any of that.
I mean, my hairline is no, not great.
No,
it's
not bad.
But
better than a lot of people.
No, I wear a hat a lot.
Okay. So that one is, and then what else? How many other hats?
So then I'll have a camp hat. I'll have a hat.
It's like a camouflage motif.
It'll be a hat that I don't mind sweating. You know, like getting smelling like a campfire and kind of sweating in. Then I'll have a
camp hat. Okay.
Yeah, I'll have a hat for the race, which will be driver specific. I'm a Ryan Blaney fan, so it'll be a Blaney hat.
Blaney hat.
But I've got like five or six Blaney hats to pick from.
Where do you get all your Blaney hats?
Different places. They're a lot of times races. I'll go to a race and I'll get
so
a hat.
Like again, back to my daughter. Like little girls go to concerts. To get concert shirts,
yeah.
You go get your Blaney hat.
Uh-huh.
Yep. All right. Okay. So in the course of how many days are you going to be there?
Thursday, Friday, so three, yeah.
Three nights?
Yep.
And your wifey's cool? You won't see the baby?
Oh, it's funny. Because we were at dinner on Saturday night. We went to our Mexican spot with our neighbors, and there was a round of golf yesterday morning at 9:15. My buddy's like, Bo, you going to play? I looked at her.
Silence.
And I go. I haven't asked yet. And my buddy goes, Amy, can Bo play? I don't know. I mean, he is going to be gone for three nights.
Yeah.
And figured I would get my time if I needed it. And
She knows, dude.
Yeah.
You haven't been away from the baby pork chop for three nights like this, have you?
No. We've barely been away for, right. I think the longest we've been away is when we went Metallica.
What do you think the rule is going to be in terms of checking in? I mean, because you're going to be in the middle of a race, in the middle of the infield, right? You're going to be partying, drinking beers, sitting on a trailer. Like, there's not a lot to say. You can't talk to the baby.
Well, I can FaceTime with her. I'll be texting her. How's everything going? Are you good? I'll do a FaceTime, at least one FaceTime a day. Hey, let me see it because I want to make sure.
Do the baby talk with the FaceTime, right? You just have to check those boxes. Sorry, ladies. You got to check those boxes.
Yeah.
And just
it's
like,
real.
I checked in, but she's not expecting anything. She knows you're going to be drunk. She knows this is your like Super Bowl. You get to be down there. You got a great crew. How many nights is Allie going to be there?
I guess.
She's staying overnight?
Well, yeah. But I think she's got her own place to stay. I don't think she'll be in a camper with a bunch of dudes.
I heard, is this true? Did you guys hear this? Grant McCauley does not want Allie in a trailer with Bo and Mike. Right? I don't know. What do you think? That's fair, Bo, or not?
I mean, yeah, that's pretty fair.
What's he worried
and
about?
And I don't think that it's necessarily even just them. It's, I mean, anybody.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Joe? Smoking Joe is here as well. I don't know. He's in. What do you think about Allie staying in the trailer with Mikey and Bo? Because doesn't sound like that's going to fly. Grant McCauley's he's putting his foot down, right?
Well, I don't. You know
Where's she going to stay then? Right.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of. Hotels in that area.
Don't she have her own trailer? Aren't y'all staying in trailers?
We are staying in trailers. We have two trailers.
All right, we're going to talk about
one for her and one for y'all, right?
Listen.
No.
It's not a movie set. She's not Jennifer Aniston. I mean, it's like, she ain't getting no trailer. Hey, do you have the meals planned out at all? Also,
I'm trying to get Mike to stop beating around the bush on what he wants to bring and just say, hey, this is what we're bringing.
You saying a pork butt's too basic and all that? Or?
I mean, I would do one, but, we could church it up a little bit. I like to try something different once in a while.
Can we talk through that in the next 2 hours, get some recommendations?
Absolutely. I'd love them.
So low and slow because you're there so long makes a ton of sense, right?
And it's going to – we'll start it Thursday night
when
we get
there. What are you cooking it on?
A Weber.
Okay, Weber. So, yeah, we're not cooking anybody unless they're a sponsor. We're not showing any love to that company up the road. We're showing any love. Like, you want to be a sponsor.
I'm also not loading one of those heavy things in my truck.
Listen, if you endorsed him, you would. We promise you that.
Oh, yeah.
We have him out there.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do a 9 at 9. Well, you know, oftentimes in life, when you have enough evidence that piles up around you, whether that's a relationship, whether that's your kid at a school where it's just not working out, you just have to finally go, this is a hard thing to deal with, but I think we have to be honest with ourselves. The Atlanta Braves had a massive weekend series where they needed to keep the momentum going after the best three games of the season beating the Mets the way they did. And what happened is the exact opposite. The absolutely awful news that Chris Sale injured himself in one of the best plays of the year, the diving stab against the Mets the other day, where he now bruises a rib, which is not easy to pitch when you're a big left-hander or a rib. Then they go out and they lose Friday night 5-3, Friday night 6-2 with Didier Fuentes.
Yeah.
In his initial start, the youngest starter for the Braves since 1969. And then after a 7-0 win on Saturday, they lose again yesterday.
Yeah, he was encouraging, Fuentes was. I'm trying to be half full steak. The best part is at least now you have Spencer Strider seemingly back. Back, you know, his last two outings.
You have the best pitcher in all of baseball out.
I know.
Again. The best pitcher in all of baseball. That's who Chris Sale is. When I saw that news come over the wire, I was like, you got to be freaking kidding me. I mean, what a shot.
It just feels like the last couple of years you've been snake bitten. You talk about it, all the luck you got, because you got a lot of luck in the 21 run.
Unbelievable. Look at those guys.
Yeah.
They're not exactly lighting up the majors. Jock Peterson, Jorge Soler, and company, right?
Yeah, and now you feel like you're paying off the debt.
Chris Sale was healthy the entire 2024 season until he wasn't at the postseason. Just a great example of how things play out, right?
It sucks because he was so freaking good for a while. I mean, he was absolutely just one ERA, I think, over his last like 9 starts or something. That's incredible. The problem is they already gave Paul Skenes the Cy Young this year. They'd already given it to him even before that. As soon as this came into this year, it was Paul Skenes' Cy Young to lose. And he's not losing it. He hasn't done anything to lose. At least you got Schwellenbach and Strider, and you're encouraged by Fuentes' start. Bryce Elder is going to give you a couple of good starts and a couple of starts.
Bro. You can't lose to the Marlins. Nope. What do you think they're going to do with the Mets now, who got rocked last night by the Phillies, right? So now you're heading
to New York.
Yeah, for 4.
Phillies actually ended up tying the Mets over the weekend. So we got to this next like 7 games, you got to win 5 of them, no matter who they are against, Mets or Phillies.
Can we just say the obvious? I know I've said it on the morning show. I don't know what y'all have said about on here. You're not playing for the division. You're 6.5, I think, out of the wild card. That is your goal.
I get it, but you're also got 7 games you think you go south quick against the Mets and Phillies. New NBA champion. Oklahoma City, that was a given once Tyrese Halliburton went down. I know it was a 1-point lead at halftime, but there was no way the Pacers could hang in long enough. The championship goes to Oklahoma City. Tyrese Halliburton, another example of trying to play through an injury in a critical time, tears his Achilles. That's the word, correct?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I mean, you could see it ripple up through his calf muscle. His dad said it was an Achilles injury, and that's not a torn Achilles, and I don't know what one looks like.
All right, a couple of other quick things. Man City yesterday, was it Al Ain? 6-0 win at Mercedes-Benz?
Sounds good enough to me.
Yeah, I mean, I know my son was there, and he was excited to see Manchester. Mick Fleetwood, a huge choke over the weekend. Keegan Bradley wins the Travelers, was it?
Yeah, I watched that. Fleetwood, basically, he changes his wedge.
He changes his wedge,
and
right.
Then he's short, and then he shorts the putt, and he has to give the read to Keegan, and you can see he misses it, and I was like, this is over, and Bradley just sinks it.
Yeah, Bradley's a very well-loved golfer for sure. And LSU, go Tigers. Go Tigers. They beat Coastal Carolina to win the College World Series. Not a lot of drama, really, although they got it to 5-3. The 1-0 game was pretty exciting. We're going to talk about later on the ejection of Coastal Carolina's coach in the first inning of the biggest game of their lives. When we come back, Alex Anthopoulos will let you know, are we ready to spend money to do whatever it takes to make this summer matter? He's Bo, I'm Steak. It's the Steakhouse, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Go Tigers!
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Bo Morgan. This is the Steakhouse. Thanks so much for being with us. As I don't even know like what days who's off and who's in. Like I know somebody's not here, but we got this rotation of guys that I get lucky enough to sit with. I believe today Drew is off. Is that right?
You're in management. That's right. Yeah, I'm in for Drew. Drew.
And last Friday, Mike was in for Rusty.
Yeah.
Jeez, and then tomorrow, did I hear Abe is in? Or, I think Joe, are you in?
I'll be riding shotgun with you on Friday.
Yeah.
Does
anybody work this summer?
Whoa, hold on.
It's like one day a week. What? Here we go.
Is this where you want to be? You?
What?
You,
I've been here you've lately been
known
a lot.
You have. You know what I'll give you? I have. But you've been known to take a day or... A couple weeks off.
I mean, listen.
Didn't you take like 3 weeks off last year for like Italy or something?
No. Listen.
Was it France?
Wasn't
I don't know.
3 weeks off, and I may be headed across the pond. But for right now, am I here all 5 days? Let's just say July is a busy month.
So
I need to get my. I've been doing this a long time. I'm older than you. I need July. You know how in August, you guys been to Europe in August? You guys know what happens in Italy? You're on holiday. So when you're on holiday in Europe, right? Have you been to Europe other than with Falcons?
No, only with Falcons.
Okay. You may want to, once the pork chop gets a little bigger, think about taking the kid overseas. Something never happened for you, but just something I want to throw out at you. So listen. They take the whole month of August off. Like, the whole country takes August off. It's called holiday. So they're like, they don't do these 4 or 5 day, like, rush to the beach, drive 6 hours, unload everything. Then, like, your 5 days, and pack it all and go back. No, they take the whole month. They go down to the whatever, you know, house they have down by the water, whatever it is. They believe over there that we're out of our minds. The way we rush to work, the way our mindset is. The intensity of all that stuff. You know, they like to have three-hour dinners.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody goes to dinner at 5:45 to be home at 7:15. So they take that off. I like to think my mom is from Istanbul, Turkey, mm-hmm. right? So I like to look at July as holiday, right? So I'm off a little bit more than, you know, probably the listeners would appreciate. They'd probably like to hear me more. So when I start talking about does anybody work, maybe I should backtrack it a little bit. But you don't see my schedule. Do you see it? You helping with Conti? Do you help
I mean, I see what he sends. Yeah, but yeah. I haven't. I know that you're taking some time soon.
So like July.
Yeah,
July. You know, I got to recharge because I got football season. Everybody's counting on me. I'm a journalist.
Journalist. That's why I think it's funny that you're sitting here casting stones at others for taking some.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I like guys at work. I like guys at work.
I don't. You know? Yeah. No, I'm with you. Trust me.
I'm playing, but I mean, we don't. We like to have our team, but you know, summer's different. Ratings have been spectacular, so you're in management, right?
Yeah, you doing well.
Do you ever come to me and say, Steak, I saw your ratings? I mean, you are kind of my boss. Do you ever say, like, Steak, I saw your rating, congratulations?
Let me ask you a question. Do you look at me as your boss? When you don't need something, do you look at me and think,
I'm very simple with this stuff. I look at you as management. Like, I will say this about myself, having been a boss for many, many years, right? I'm a very easy employee.
Can I ask
you? I just like,
I will agree with you for the most part. You are pretty easy. Yeah.
Like if somebody is responsible for a paycheck that helps pay for my kids to do anything, I'm like, I don't get caught up in.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey needs something. Bo needs something. I'm respectful to them, whether I consider them my boss. I consider them, you know, they have these flow charts. You're above me in the flow chart.
I got to ask you a real question.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Uh-huh. Ask me.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. It was it was longer. 17 years ago now. When I walked in and like on Cinco de Mayo, 2008.
Was that your first day?
Yeah. Did you think one day this guy's going to be hosting the show before mine, have to fill in with me and my boss in the flowchart?
Well, I would say this. If somebody had told me that, I would have said my life has taken a horrendous turn. like I would have said, what I'd like to say, roll the tape forward. What has happened that this young kid who's desperately trying to speak better English rolls in here, and then in 17 years you'll be working for him?
I must have hit rock bottom.
I think Kimberly, if she had known that, would say, we gotta pack up. Something down the line. There's something happening down the line, right? I always tell the story of my favorite documentary, Potential. You've been to the dog track. So dog track's more of a Northeast thing,
yeah,
right? The Greyhound track. And there was a couple of Greyhound tracks. One of them was called Raynham-Taunton. Taunton Racetrack outside of Boston, 40 minutes away in this kind of obscure town. And then there's one what was it? It wasn't Suffolk. Wonderland, right by the airport. And I was like, and I was known to be a bit of a degenerate dog racing guy, right? And I was like, and I'd go over there after school some days, like a Tuesday at 3:30, and I'd look at a guy sitting there who'd been there all day with his beer, and I'd be like, great documentary would be, how did this guy end up here?
Yeah.
Like, how are you, a grown-ass man at 40 years old, sitting here betting $4 horse dog track, right, on a Tuesday afternoon? I feel the same way about the documentary that took me from the point of a boss owning a company to now I basically have to answer to Bo Morgan. Like, you know, something happened in that. Something happened along the way.
I mean, you know what? I'm happy
life
about it.
I know. Life is a funny thing. Hey, Alex Anthopoulos joined Dukes and Bell the other day. This is while things were still cooking. I think he asked an important question. Bo, you follow the Braves as well as you do. Who is Michael Harris? What can you count on him for? And is he not part of the problem that maybe we're looking at guys that we thought their upside was one way, and the reality, can he turn it around?
No, great question. And look, and with the coaches too, right? So, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, we had great success with Kevin Seitzer and Bobby Magianis, and they were great. And that was a tough decision because, you know, it was one of those, are we going to trade all these players or do we try? You know, you hate the line you see in sports. We need a new voice. Right. The classic cliche line, right? But
we said it.
You know, we ultimately went, yeah, exactly. But, you know, this was the one time it actually I felt like it applied. It wasn't because, you know, these guys didn't work hard or they didn't connect with the players or, you know, it was. But they left it all out on the table in 24, right? They didn't say, oh, I'm saving my good stuff for 2025. Let me hold back in 24, right? So everything they had in their tool belt, they brought it out. And we still didn't ultimately get the results, right? So we ultimately said, do we trade the players or do we try something else? And that's ultimately, unfortunately, is make a change with the coaches. Well, make a change, and obviously Tim Hyers is very accomplished.
He's essentially talking about Michael Harris, and I'm sorry, it's a roundabout way of saying we could have traded Michael Harris because we are worried about him offensively. I think he's been pretty clear there that that was in the conversation, or we can get rid of his coaches, right?
Yeah, and that's what they did.
Right.
Yeah.
They got rid of Kevin Seitzer, of course. They give a new voice, new coaching staff in terms of hitting coach, and it's not helping Michael Harris, right?
Well, no, and I don't know how, you know, it's his approach. He seemingly takes the first pitch every time, and so guys are throwing strikes at him in his first pitch, and then when he gets. Like, I know that you expand the strike zone stake when you got two strikes against you. You got to be a little bit more of a defensive hitter. You can't sit there and take a borderline pitch. But he's expanding to balls that are bouncing to the plate. Dave O'Brien had it. He's 248 on-base percentage is the worst in Major League Baseball for qualified players. The worst in baseball. He hasn't walked in like 29 games. In that span, he has like 26 strikeouts in that span or something. It is rough.
Sometimes it's not that complicated, and you don't have to go through every algorithm and every piece of data. You just gave us the only data that really matters. You have a great defensive center fielder with incredible speed that can't get on base.
Yeah.
He literally can't get on base, and there is no double leadoff anymore like back in the day 2 years ago when it was. You have a bottom of the order that are guys that are just guys, right?
Yeah.
And then bringing in, I guess it was Tim Hyers as the batting coach to replace Kevin Seitzer, it's like switching your third base coach. You know, like, what are we talking about here, guys, right?
Well, I think quietly Freddie Gonzalez has done okay there. But, no, I'm with you. I mean, what are you doing in the middle of the season? You're not going to fire Tim Hyers in the middle of the season,
No, I'm not asking to fire him either.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's my point.
The problem is Alex Verdugo is your number two hitter. That Nick Allen is your number nine hitter. Mm-hmm. That Sean Murphy is your number seven hitter. Like, you know, that Ozuna is not having the year that you thought. Like, it's very clear why they're where they are. And, you know, the question then is money. And are we going to spend some money to upgrade, which was once a powerful, intimidating lineup, that night to night, you don't know if we're going to get shut down again?
Having more money, right, it allows you to build more depth. It allows you to paper over things. I mean, I'd probably name them if I spend time on it, but go through our bench pieces over the years. We just don't spend money on the bench, right? And right. Because we're trying to spend money on frontline players. And what happens is injuries happen, drop in performance. Your bench is not as strong as some of these other clubs. And that's an impact. Right now, right. We try to target healthy guys as frontline guys, guys that are going to be durable, guys that are going to be out there, right? So you're trying to manage and balance all that stuff. But I'll tell you this, it's exciting when you get a chance to beat those guys too, because you know you're doing it with less.
You know what's interesting about that? Is he's asked, because I was listening to this when it happened, and he's basically asked, do you have the money to spend? And he says, yeah, we're top 10 in payroll, blah, blah, blah. You know, if anytime you're top 10 in payroll, if I don't pick the right players, that's on me, that's on me. And then he goes, but when you have money, like the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Mets and the Yankees, you can go get depth. The Braves, that's why when people say, well, that he can spend. He always, yes, he can spend on frontline guys, but they don't. That's why you have Alex Verdugo and Nick Allen in the starting lineup. That's why you can't send Michael Harris down to get his bat right, because you can't afford to lose the defense out there because you're not hitting because you don't have depth.
Does Alex Verdugo even have a home run this year, batting out of the two hole?
I don't think he has a home run. Does he have a home run at all? I don't know.
He has. No, no homers, no homers.
He's a singles guy.
He's got 182 at-bats. You know, he's supposed to be more than that back in the day. When he was traded in the Mookie Betts trade and he came to Boston and he was kind of an attitude problem and they shipped him to the Yankees and the Yankees were done with him and now the Braves picked him up
once
the season started. He's got no home runs and 12 RBIs, batting behind Acuna. I mean, dude, that ain't going to get it done. You are who you are. And when Chris Sale goes down, unfortunately, you are who you are even more. So we'll see what happens, man. We got seven, right? Seven, four and three. Four of the Mets, three of the Phillies.
Mm-hmm. And real quick, that's why, you know, when people say, well, replenish the farm system, what do you mean? Oh, sell it. You're not going to sell it because you're never going to get guys like Matt Olson and Austin Riley to make what they make.
What if Marcell Ozuna commands something right in the middle of, you know, they're talking about the Red Sox trying to get Marcell Ozuna to replace Rafael Devers? Because they need somebody smack in the middle of the lineup. They're going to get calls on Ozuna because Ozuna is a guy that people think could change a lineup, right?
I mean,
if we're how many out by the end of July? He said it in the interview with those guys.
Yeah.
This may be different end of July.
Yeah.
Maybe different. I don't like to say it. I'm going to depress you. Hey, do you have to umpire different? Do you have to referee different depending on the game? How about being the coach of the biggest game of your life? That may be an East Cobb World Series game, or it could be the biggest college World Series game ever, and you're gone in the first 20 minutes. Wait till you see the reaction. Coastal Carolina's coach, I want to play that for you. Big signing in the NFL, all kinds of stuff. Bo is here. Bo's here. He's management. He's here talking to me. It's a big day for me as a journalist.
Journalist!
Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. This is the Steakhouse, but I'm not Steak. Bo Morgan, Squid Billy. And I'm joined by Steak on his show from time to time.
I'm just doing some show prep over there with the boys. The boys!
Yeah.
We're just getting... I was really wanting to congratulate... You know, this isn't a fly-by-nighter. This is not a let me put on my Louisiana garb just because, you know, all of a sudden my team's, you know, close to winning a College World Series. Like, Bo lives and breathes it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. I see him with his... I don't mind his LSU gear. There's only one team I really mind that he wears their gear. He wears the Saints gear. I can't do that.
There's a guy at another station, which I'm kind of shocked. He was an engineer, board, whatever, and he would wear his Georgia stuff.
Yeah.
But then he'd go out of his way where you were the flagship station of Georgia Tech and just rip the hell out of Tech every opportunity he could, thinking it was funny. And I'm thinking like, if I was the AD of Tech and I heard that on my station on a consistent basis from my partner, like, there's a good chance somebody wouldn't have a gig, right? So I'd be like, which was, I thought, one of the most unprofessional, dumbest things I've ever been around. It's not like Bo comes on here and trolls the Falcons, right?
No, he trolls, you know, me a little bit.
I'm very objective.
I'm a very
objective radio host and producer. I talk about the Falcons like I should.
You know people in Atlanta, you wish good things for them, but you grew up, it's in your blood. The fan you are from age 6 to 14 is who you are a fan of. Mm-hmm. Now, you can move to other cities and get into it. You can root for what your kids root for, but you're in your blood. I'm talking about blood is 6 to 14, anything in through you and your buddies in high school, right? That never leaves you.
That's how I know that you're a real sports guy. I'm talking about you specifically because I've obviously worked with you for a long time. Is that you make no mistake? You know that what's good for the Braves, Falcons, Hawks. You're a fan of those teams by having the relationships and being here and doing all that. But when it's completely separated from those teams, you're still talking Celtics off the air and Red Sox. And I love that. I don't expect people to abandon who they are with their fans.
It's in your blood. Now, listen, I've gotten to know the managers and owners and players and all these teams. There's nothing that would get me. I watch every Falcons game. I am living and dying with Falcons games. My best friend helps run the Atlanta Hawks. Salsa, right?
Yeah.
I go on road trips with him to go to Hawks games. I could not be more into it. It's like... Oh, what happens if the Celtics play the Hawks? Like, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, if they play in the finals, I'd probably root for the Hawks because the Celtics have plenty of titles.
Yeah.
We need titles. We need our city to celebrate. We need great moments. This town has been through so much. I asked the question. I've been asking people over the weekend. I think Joe was here for this as well. But Mike Johnson's 38 years old. I said, Mike, it's a $2 million bet. When you're 60 years old, you got to get it right. Are the Falcons or Hawks winning a championship by the time you're 60? That's 44 seasons, right? When you turn 60, if they win it in the next 5 years, you've won. You'll have a $2 million surplus. But if you bet against them, you got 44 seasons. So you bet, you have the field every year.
Yeah.
This next year, you've got the field. Falcons don't win it, you go to the next year, to the next year. Now, I asked my buddy about it, and he's like, yeah, law of averages. And I was like, what does, I think, Joe, you said it, what does the last 68 years have to do with the next 22 years? Like, there's no connection. The Chicago Cubs went 100 years. The Boston Red Sox went 86 years. The Cleveland Cavaliers never won. Now, I'm not telling you that I'm not bullish on what the Falcons and Hawks are doing, but I'm talking about a parade down Peachtree in the next 20 years by one of those franchises.
Well, is this not the 60th? I think this will be the 60th season the Falcons have played. And no title.
I think it's 58 or 9 for the Hawks in Atlanta.
And one of the points we were making when we were talking about this is it's not like every year. I mean, every year, yeah, it is a new year and every team has a chance. But teams are constructed in a way that they're going to be good for several years. And you're probably going to be bad for several years if you're bad.
There's a window.
Exactly.
They'll probably have two windows. We've been here, Luff. We could have won a Super Bowl. I've been here for 30 years. We've had a couple of chances to win a Super Bowl. Denver year would have been tough regardless. Broncos were loaded, but then we had the Eugene thing, so that was screwed. Right?
Yeah.
The next Super Bowl we should have won, obviously, so that would have been our first title. There is another Matt Ryan team that could have won a Super Bowl.
There's two more. I think there's two more.
There's the NFC Championship game lost at home against the 49ers.
Yeah.
Right?
But they
lost the Super Bowl to Baltimore, right, that year?
They did, but I think...
That, yeah, we could have beaten.
That might have been the best Falcons team Ryan played with.
Yeah.
I also think the 17 team that you lose to the Eagles in Philly in the division on the Julio and the corner of the end zone.
Down by the end zone.
That was the best defense Matt Ryan ever had. And I truly believe
they went and beat the Rams on the road. They beat Sean McVay on the road. Then they came to Philly and gave him everything they can handle and lost down right at the end at the goal line.
Yeah, and you go back to the biggest play of that game was – the biggest play of that game that nobody remembers is right before halftime, Keanu Neal has an interception literally in his breadbasket, and
chest.
He jumps, and the ball bats up. They end up scoring on that drive, but I think you would have beat Minnesota in Minnesota the next week because I think you were better than them, and then, you know.
So the point being of the question, 44 years, now Mike Vick didn't have a team that could win a Super Bowl. Philadelphia, the NFC title. They just were limited. We couldn't really throw the ball. Mike Vick was asked to do everything. They went as far as they should have gone. But you're going to have in the next 22 years in this bet two or three real chances. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this year is not one of those years you go, we're going to win a Super Bowl. It's just not – doesn't make sense with a second-year quarterback in this team and everything. But my point is, like, you know, I don't know what my point is. We were just talking about the teams you root for and growing up and what it would mean for this city. Right? What would it mean for the city? So you have to get there. If you get there 14 times, you win once, that's not enough. But you're going to win one if you keep going. Just keep going there. It's almost like with Elway and the Broncos. You go enough times, eventually you're going to win. You're going to knock down the door one of those times, right?
Yeah, I remember sitting there. I think we were leaving. I can't remember where we were, but I remember talking about saying, hey, we'll be back next year. And it was me and Archer, and he was like, dude, he's like, you know how hard it is.
Everything
to get back?
Has to go right.
I mean, do you know how hard it is? That's the thing. That's
like the Indiana Pacers. Like, do I think they'll be back? I don't know. I look at their roster. They got a nice roster. There's a lot better rosters than theirs. They had their window. Halliburton goes down. I don't know if the Pacers are going to be back there.
Well, we're breaking. Are the Celtics going to be together next year this way? I mean, remember last year this time we were like, this team might win four titles, and now they're.
Dude, I would have said if they were healthy that there was no shot they weren't winning it this year. By the way, the Knicks were beating him anyway.
Yeah.
Knicks were winning that game anyway before Tatum got injured. They would have been down 3-1 with Tatum. So, yeah, it's really hard. That's why the window and the question we throw out there is what it is. That's just one of the things we're talking about. Also, top of the hour at 10 o'clock, Bo is working on his menu for Echo Park Speedway three nights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are the rules for Thursday night? I want to get to some other things, but, I mean, you got to work Friday morning. Somebody keep you in check on Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, look, myself.
Is she like a mommy, Allie? Does she, like?
I don't think she'll be down there Thursday night. I think we're going to have her, she's going to have her room somewhere. She's going to be living, she's almost going to be like glamping or whatever.
Okay.
While we're camping. But, no, I mean, look, Mike and I will get down there. We'll probably just skip the beer and go straight to the
brown liquor?
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. that way, you know, you're kind
when
of
when do
you
want to have your eyes closed by Thursday night?
You know.
You're on the air live Friday morning. What time?
As long as I'm in bed by midnight, we're good.
Midnight to 5 a.m. You get 5 hours?
I'll probably wake up 4:30, 5.
Yeah,
yes, you get
pretty
that.
Early. Okay.
We'll got to get up, start smoking the meat.
Yeah. Hello. All right, College World Series. One of the, I'd say, the fourth most exciting title to win in all of college sports. Number one is college football. Number two is college basketball. Number three is women's college basketball. Bo's shaking his head. I'm just saying visibility, ratings-wise, all those things. Where do you put winning the baseball title? A lot of great, great programs.
Oh, number two.
Ahead of college basketball?
Huh? Well, that's just because your basketball team sucks.
No.
No, I just think I'm a bigger baseball fan than basketball fan.
Okay. Well, I would say, because I'm
consumer.
A Florida fan, and they are good at, they've been good at football and basketball, only team with three national titles in each. But baseball, they've been pretty good at too. They were at the regionals.
I'm just telling you where the interest lies. Number one, college football. Number two, college basketball. Women's college basketball and baseball. And baseball is getting ratings better and better. Coastal Carolina had won 26 consecutive games.
Mm.
I did not think they're getting swept. I don't care who you're beating. By the way, they got they were undefeated in Omaha. They were undefeated in the Super Regional. And they were undefeated in the Regional. That's amazing. And they're not playing Sisters of the Poor. They're playing the best teams in America. From the ACC, from the SEC, from the West Coast, Big Ten. I like to say like UCLA, but they're the Big Ten, not the Pac-10. but then their coach, losing 1-0 the night before, is arguing balls and strikes in the second inning?
Bottom of the first. Coastal Carolina's manager, Kevin Schnall, has issue with a few pitches that were thrown, and it's issued a warning. Comes out of the dugout to approach the umpire. Umpire starts shooing him off. Kevin Schnall continues to, after being issued a warning, talk trash to the umpire about balls and strikes. You absolutely just cannot do that.
And profanity.
Yeah. Ends up getting tossed. And then there's a whole nother – it's kind of two instances in that happened in the bottom of the first. There's him getting tossed. Then there's the instance of him being suspended for two games for touching an umpire, which we have cuts that support both.
The umpire, by the way, I mean – he looked like a European soccer player that took an enormous dive. Like, I mean, that was a friggin' joke. Did you see it?
Yeah. Yeah, he falls backwards
Well, he clearly tripped over another umpire's foot. I don't think he flopped or fell backwards.
But then when he goes, he throws his hands up.
Well, look.
Anyway.
He's a dramatic role. He's not that old, all right? I don't think he's that
Here's
much older than me.
Here's Kevin Schnall after the game.
And I'm 48 years old. I shouldn't get shooed by another grown man. Right, so when I come out to ask what the warning is, a grown man shooed me. So at that point, I can now hear him say, it was a warning issued for arguing balls and strikes. And at that point, I said, because you missed three.
Holding his hands in the air to the umpire, yeah. I mean,
well, you kept arguing him.
Correct.
And by the way, shooed? I would do everything possible to not throw him out. Everything possible. I totally agree with that. Your argument that you can't be shooed, that's what umpires do. They shoo you. They say, get back in the dugout. Like, it's not like you're at a dinner party with your wife and a couple and a man shooed you. He's the umpire. They shoo you back to the dugout.
You're right. They do that.
I mean, you are overstating that adjective. Like, he didn't spit in your face. He shooed you back to the dugout so you didn't get thrown out.
Well, and Campos was a former Major League umpire. He's actually been criticized before in an NCAA tournament game, in a regional game back a couple years ago. He kicked out ejected Clemson's Cam Cannarella in a tight game as well.
I would have put my arm around him, walked off to the side and said, dude, I don't want to have to do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to. But you know if you keep arguing balls and strikes, and if he MFs him there, you toss him. Here's more.
If you guys watch the video, there was a guy that came in extremely aggressively, tripped over Campos's foot, embarrassed in front of 25,000, immediately goes two-game suspension, and said, bumping the umpire. Immediately does that. There was no bump. He was embarrassed. I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
We gotta already say, been tossed out at this point.
Yeah.
He's already been ejected.
Can we save that cut, please? Can't be responsible for a grown man's athleticism.
Well, as it turns out, that's your job.
Anytime that we come
I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
Next time I come in and talk about losing a pickleball game, that has to be our cut.
I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
I could have seen Arthur, former Falcons, and I know this is rough now, but Arthur Smith saying that at a press conference. I could have seen that.
Oh, it's so tongue-in-cheek. Like, that dude has no coordination. Anyway, that's the...
Well, he did trip and fall.
That's the tailgate.
That's rough, man.
Listen, you don't get rid of a guy, but you also have to be smart if you're Kevin Schnall. If it's even close. They had a whole press release, Coastal Carolina and blah, blah. But meanwhile, LSU, the best team in baseball. They were up 5-1 in the game. And congratulations. The 9th national title. Right? Or the 8th?
8th.
Skip Bertman won a bunch.
Skip won 5. Jay White's now on two within 3 years.
Two in three years.
There was a title won before Skip.
All right. How are we doing first hour? Everything good? Are we happy?
Well, I think it was brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. You know, they actually came out. I called them and said Sandra told me to call. They came out and pressure washed my house last week. Phenomenal.
I'm proud that you actually didn't do it yourself. Let somebody else help you out. Good for
you. Yeah,
you're a busy
man.
You're in management. You can't do that.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, when we come back, why Trae Young very well may not be a Hawk. Sports Radio 92.9.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.